Okay, today is Daf Ayin Ches, a new Perek. We are on Ayin Ches, we're up to a new Perek. Perek Shmini, Perek called to Isha Shenaflu. Woman that doesn't mean a woman that fell. Is that what it means? It means a woman that fell to her money, inheritance. So now, we know that this Perek is going to deal with the topic of Nichsei Melug. Melug means to pluck. Melug means things that it's property or items that she brings into the marriage. They belong to her. However, the husband is allowed to use that property. Okay? Now, we also learned, which we're going to get to at the end of today's daf, we also learned that let's say she doesn't like the husband and she wants to try to divert the land away from him. He shouldn't get to use it. Are there ways for her to do that? Are there mutter ways? Are there usser ways? Usser ways, but probably are. Are there mutter ways for her to do it? Like, what's the story here with this issue? With all this nichsei melug. So the Mishnah is going to have four cases about when she gets the melug and whether or not that right transfers to the husband. Case number one. Ha'isha shenaflu la nechasim. A woman that got nechasim ad shelo tisares. She wasn't even engaged. She wasn't engaged yet even. She's a single woman, and her father died, left her in Yerusha, and now she knows maybe she's dating somebody, I don't know, whatever the case is. She doesn't want her husband to have rights to that land. So what does she do? She sells it. Does she have the right to sell it? She's not even engaged. So Modim, Beishamai, Ubeis Hillel. Beishamai and Beis Hillel both agree. Now they're going to argue in a minute, but in this case they all agree. It's before marriage, right? They both agree. Shemo Cheres. She's allowed to sell the land. Vino Senes. Or she can give it away. Vikayim. And that transfer will stand.
What would be the Havamina?
The Havamina, there's no Havamina really, except for the next case. It's just a contrast. We're going through the cases. So this is the first case. There's no Shaila at all. The first case is, she wasn't even engaged. Right? Rashi says, Ad Shelo Tizares. Vin is arsa.
She had an arsa.
Then she gets engaged. Now there's a lot of hack with that Rashi because then what happened? Then the husband said, "Hey, didn't you? You know, last week we were dating, right? You sold the land last week. I told you I'm proposing to you this week. What'd you do that for?" So right?
He has no claim.
Correct. However, hold on. Look at number two. Naflula mishenis arsa. What if it happened after she was already engaged? Now she got the Yerusha? And now she doesn't want her husband to get it?
Let's give you a case. Having the case that she got the Yerusha and then she got engaged.
That's the first case.
That's the first case.
The first case is she wasn't engaged yet.
Exactly. And she got the Yerusha.
Right.
She got the Yerusha and then she got engaged. As Rashi said, one word. Vinis Arsa. And then she got engaged.
So you're saying that's the first
case? That's the first case. Second case is they were already engaged. And now she got the Yerusha. Right? Now what? Naflula Mishin Asarza, they're already engaged. Beshame Omrim Timacher. She's allowed to sell it. Says Rashi, Beshame Omrim Timacher, the first line in the word. But Oda Arusa. And she's still in Arusa, she's allowed to sell it. Aval Mishenis Nase. But once they have Nisuin, low. Then she cannot sell it. Kiditarni Lekaman, like, well, that's going to be one of the other cases. If she's already have Nisuin. Ubeisil Omrim, Lo Timacher. She can't sell it. Right? Why can't she sell it?
He has a claim to it.
Let's get back to that Rashi. The first case was, there was no... You know, let's do no case number three. Now, by the way, she can't sell it. However, Elu ve'elu modim, they both agree. She'im machra v'nasna kayim. Bidi eved, Beis Hillel will agree it's a good sale. And the Gemara is going to ask, why is that? So we'll get to that.
How's that work?
We'll get to that. Well, both are going to agree it's good. Even Beis Hillel will agree it's good. But the evidence is good. The answer is going to be because Beis Hillel has a suffix whether or not the husband has rights as an Arison. So don't do it. But if you do it, I can't make you give it back. Okay? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Chachamim lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel. Three people in this chain. Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Gamliel. Hoel v'zacha b'isha. One second. If you have rights to a woman, lo zacha b'nechasim, you don't have rights to her property. Understand? You're married. If Erisin, you're married, right?
No, you're married.
What?
Erisin.
Fine. But this is what Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel. I don't understand that case. Why does Beis Shammai hold? She's allowed to sell it. Right? They're married. So the husband should for sure have rights to the property. No question about it. I don't understand. Right?
No. The reason why Beis Shammai argues is because there is no marriage yet. It's just an erison. That means there's some sort of connection.
Correct.
But it's not a full connection.
What?
It's not a full connection.
Right.
Wait a minute. You have to support her.
You have erison. He's machliyev to support her.
No, he doesn't.
The question is, why does a woman who's an erison have more rights than a woman who's an assuin? Because when it's her for herself, when she's an assuin, she can't do this.
When
she's an heiress, she can.
Because he doesn't support her.
Okay, we're going to wait till you see the answer to this question. This is a question that Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chacham asked Rabbi Gamliel. Why is it that a woman who's an heiress has more rights for herself, she can do what she wants with the land, l'chachila, b'di'evet, b'sham, b'sil, but after the suah, nobody says she can do anything. Everyone agrees she can't touch it. Why? Amalahem. So Rabbi Gamliel says back to the Chachamim, you know, al hachadashim anu boshim. We don't even know why after nisuin does the woman not have the right to sell her own property. We don't even know the answer to that question. Al hachadashim we don't even know. That means after nisuin, we don't know the answer. Ella, sha'atem megalgalim aleim esa yishanim. I'm sorry, it's a chadashim, right? Ella, atem megalgalim aleim esa yishanim. You ask me about when they have erusin. In other words, I don't even know why when there's nisuin, she doesn't have the right to sell her own land. I don't know the answer to that question. We don't even understand that. So now you want to know why when there's erusin she does? What kind of kasha is that?
I know.
That's what took me. This is a little hard until I figure this out. That's the exchange between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? That's case number two. Case number three is Naflula Mishanithes. It fell to her after she was married. Right? It fell to her after she got married. After Nisuin.
What's that called? Still the same
thing? Her father died.
No, it's called Nechzeh Melukseh, and he shouldn't bring it into the wedding marriage.
Oh, so it fell now, when the marriage already started. Elu ve'elu modim. Everyone agrees. She'im machra, that if she sold it, v'nasna, or gave it as a gift, Shabal motzi miyad alakuchas. The husband can take it away. She sells it to her buddy, right? The husband says, I'm sorry, it's an invalid sale, give it back. Everyone agrees to that. Okay? Case number four. Ad shelo nises. If it happened before marriage. Right? Happened before marriage. When did it happen? Vinises. And then they got married. Right? When did that... What's that called?
Erison.
It's called case one. So what's Rashi... That's what Rashi in the first line says... The case was they weren't married, they weren't engaged, and then Rashi says, and they got engaged.
It's really case two if you hold Rashi.
Right, see, the cases are overlapping.
Right.
Right. This is not case one, because case one was during Erison. Here we're talking about Nisuin. It was already Erison. When did it happen? When did she inherit the land? In case number one, they weren't even engaged. Now over here, they're already engaged. What happened? But they got married. What happened? What's the difference in this case? She didn't have a chance to sell the land till she got nisuin. That's basically the difference over here. Right? They got engaged. They ad shelo nises. They didn't have married yet. She got the land. Vin nises. And now, what happened now? Now she wants to sell it. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Imrach ravanas nekayim, it's a good sale. It's a good sale. Okay? Amr Bichanina ben Akavya, Amr Lufnei Rabbi Gamliel. One second. What are you talking about, Rabbi Gamliel? Hoel, v'zacha b'isha, lo zacha b'nechasim. If you zochet to the woman, you're not zochet to her nechasim. We're talking about nesuin now. Now we're talking about nesuin.
Right.
How on earth do you say, Rabbi Gamliel, that she's allowed to sell the land? Doesn't the husband have the rights now? All right, so you want to tell him before, by Erisin, he doesn't have to feed her, all these chilukim. We hear all that. We didn't understand that exchange. But at least we were going to answer, what do you mean? You can't compare a woman selling land during Erisin to a woman selling land during the Suin. During Erisin, the husband has no rights in her. The only thing is they're married. Here, it was during the Suin. Says Rabbi Akavia, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, Rabbi Gamliel, how could you hold that you could sell the land now? You already have the Suin now. Amalahem, says Rabbi Gamliel, Allah Chadashim on a Boshim. We don't even understand why she can't sell it when she has the Suin. Why can't she? We don't know the answer to that question. And then you want to tell me that she shouldn't have the right to sell the land when she got it before Nisuin? Why should that be? By the way, Reb Shimon, which is Reb Shimon by Yechai, he's cholek bein nechasim lenechasim. He makes a difference what kind of nechasim they are. Nechasim, how you doing, Labal? If the husband knows about them, what does that mean he knows about them? We'll see on the base. If he knows about them, lo timchar. Then she can't sell it. Via machrav and asna bottle. If she sold it or gave it away, it doesn't count. It is bottle. Shane, you doing labal? If the husband didn't know about it, then lo timacher, she can't sell it. Via machrav and asna kayim. And if she did, b'diavad, it's a valid sale. Okay, it's a little bit of a hard mishnah, but the gemara is very short, so it's not so hard. Now, maishna reisha. How come in the first case? The first case was when she got it before she even got engaged. And everyone agreed that it's a valid sale. And Maishna delo pligi. Nobody argued on that. Well, Maishna seifa de pligi. And how come in the seifa they argued? What was the seifa?
They got engaged.
What?
They got engaged.
Right. She sold it after they got it. It fell to her after they got engaged.
Right.
So how come over there was machlokas b'shamah b'shilol? So amri de be'er b'yanai, reisha b'schusa nafla. In the reisha, it fell to, where did it fall to? She wasn't even engaged. So it fell to her life. It's her life. What? There's no man in the scene. Seifa, b'zechuso naflu. But in the Seifa, it fell. The husband's already in the picture. He's already in the picture. Then why is he in the picture? Because they have Harrison. He's already here. So one second. In b'zechuso nafla, if he's already in the picture, so ki machra v'nasna amai kayim. So b'zechuso, why does it work? Why does it work? Right? You hear that?
Why does it work?
Yeah.
Because they.
But yeah, why does it work?
They have Epson already.
So what?
So he's in the picture.
She shouldn't sell it. So we said she shouldn't sell it. And what if she does sell it? Be the evidence of valid sale. Why? So the Gemara says, Ela Resha, Vadai Bezuchus Chasa Naflo. In the Resha, there's no question it fell to her life. There isn't even a man in the scene. He's not even engaged. Seifa, Amar Bizchusa. We have a suffix. Does the husband have rights or not? We're not sure. So therefore, Lechachilo Timacher, Lechachilo, she can't tell it. Imachra, Vinasna Kayev, and Bidiev, it would be okay. Good? Okay? Now, in middle of case two, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the middle of case two, one second. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel, right? In the middle of case two, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel, one second. Since a woman is zocha since a man is zocha in a woman, shouldn't he have the right to his property? And Rabbi Gamliel said back, we don't understand what he said back. He said back, and we don't even understand why when there's nesuin, she can't sell it. Now you want to drag in Erisin also. Now, Beis Shammai said that it's mutter for him to sell it lechatchila. It's mutter for her, in a case where it fell to her after Erisin, it's mutter for her to sell it lechatchila. Was Rabbi Yehuda pointing out, I have a kasha on Beis Shammai? And then Beis Hillel said, no, lechachilah she can't, b'diavad she can. Was Rabbi Yehuda asking on Beis Hillel?
No.
Which one was he asking on? Next, Amar Yehuda, Amar Lufthi Rabbi Gamliel, Iboy Elohu, Rabbi Yehuda, Alechatchila, O Abidiyevet. Right? Rashi, it says Rashi, the last Rashi, the second to last Rashi on the page, Alechatchila. Alechatchila pligi, Va'amri, Amai Mocheres, Lechatchila, Beishamai. Why on earth does Beishamai allow a selling Lechatchila? Hobel Vazacha Beisha, since the husband is now Zoche in the wife, Sheirsa, because they got engaged, lo yizkev ben achasel. Shouldn't he have a right to her property? How on earth can Beishamai hold he's allowed to sell it? How can he hold that? Avol b'di'eved, but b'di'eved modik ki Beis Hillel. B'di'eved, he would agree, b'di'eved it's okay. Or dilma, maybe, b'di'eved nami pligi. He's even arguing on the b'di'eved. Uboy lememar machur batal. And what is Basil talking about? Why b'di'eved is it good? I heard the Gemara's answer. The Gemara said it's a suffix. What kind of answer is that? Why is Basil saying b'di'eved is good? That's the Gemara's question on Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Tashma. So we have a braisa that says like this. D'tanya, Amar Yehuda. This is a slightly different version of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Amru lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. They said to Rabbi Gamliel, Hol since vizu ishto, a woman who has erusin is a wife, and a woman who has nesuin is also a wife. So zu machra batel, avzu machra batel. So just like in erusin, just like nesuin, she has no right to sell it. And what if she did? It's batel, sales batel. I can't sell something I don't own. So she has no right to sell something, she doesn't own it anymore. Afzu machra batel. So too over here, in the case of Arison, the sale should be invalid. If the sale should be invalid, you see what his kasha was? How could Beis Hillel say that the evidence is good? It should be invalid. How could Beis Hillel say that? Right? But the evidence is good? How can he say that today? That's what we're bothered with. We don't hold it b'shamay. How can Beis Hillel tell that the evidence is good? Amar Lahem, so he answered back, Rabbi Gamliel, Al Chadashim Anu Boshim. We don't even know why after Nesuin it's no good. Why can't she tell after Nesuin? Elish Atim Megalgam Alenu Seishanim. Now you want to ask me kashas on Arison? I don't understand Nesuin. I'm going to understand Arison. Shmamina, but you see from here that B'di'evet Amar Shmamina. You see from here that he was asking on the B'di'evet part, right? That's what you see. That's what bothered him. What bothered him was, how could Beis Hillel say b'di'eved is good? And he answered back, we don't understand it. That was basically his answer. I don't know. Now, Tanya. Amar Rebbe Chananya ben Akiva. Akavya. Lo kachi shivan Rebbe Gamliel l'chachamim. That's not the answer he gave back. Right? That's not the answer he gave back. What was his answer? His answer was, I don't know. Basically. It's not the answer he gave back. Elakach Shivan. This is what he gave back. This is the answer he gave back. What was the question? The question was, why is it that Beis Hillel holds she's allowed to sell it to the Evid? Why? Why should I sell it to the Evid? Right? So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya only appears in the case number 4, but this is a braisa. So again, the question was, why is it mutter for a woman who has erusin who inherits land to sell it b'di'eved? Why? According to our version, the answer was, I really don't know. Right? Says Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, that wasn't the answer. Yeah, you heard it wrong. This was the answer he gave. Lo. No. Im amartem b'nesua. You want to tell me, this is what Mati and everybody said earlier. No, lo. Im amartem b'nesua. I understand why a nesua has no rights to sell her own land. Shekein baila zakai b'mitziyasa. Because a baal is zochet to her mitzias. Umaisiyodeha. And her salary. Ufaris nidareha. And also he's able to make for nidareha. The relationship is entirely different. She has no rights anymore, basically. Tomru ba'arusa. You want to tell me what the case should be by an arusa? She ain't ba'al zakai. A ba'al has no rights. Lo b'mitziyaseha. She's walking down the street and she's only has Erisin. But they don't live in the same house yet. She's still living by her father. So he has rights in what she has rights in her lottery tickets? Of course not. She has rights in her salary? Lo masiyadeha? Lo ba'faras nedareha? No rights in any of those things. Of course she can sell it. Right? What's the big hack? Of course she can sell it. That's the answer. Right? Okay. Amrulo. So the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Gamliel, Rebbe, Machra, Ad Shalo, Machrula, Ad Shalo Nises, that's all good. Machrula, Ad Shalo Nises. Nises, what if she's married already? Now, V'achar Kach Machra, Mahu, now what's the story? What? Amar lo, afzu mocheres v'noseres v'kayim. I hold it's also good. By the way, that was case number four, right? I hold it's also good. How could that be good? Amar lo, 1 second. Hol v'zocha b'isha lo yitzke b'nechasim. Why is that good? That should be not good. Amar lehem alachadashim anu boshim. We don't even know why that's the case. Right? Al Ella Shaat Magalgam Alenu Esayishanim, right? What does he mean by that now? Oh, if land fell after Nisuin even. I don't know why she can't tell it. Does anyone ask me Akasha about land that fell before Nisuin, but now it's after Nisuin? I don't know. That he didn't know. Vanantanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, right? Achelonises Venises. That if it would happen before marriage. So that was all a brisa. The problem is that brisa contradicts our Mishnah. Why does that brisa contradict our Mishnah? Because here in case number four, here in the brisa, basically he was mentioning case number four, and Rabbi Gamliel said, I don't know. But in the Mishnah he did know. But in our Mishnah, Adshalo Nises, before marriage, Vinises, and then the Taka got married, Rabbi Gamliel, oh, Machra V'nas Nakayim. It's a good sale. Right? And by the way, that wasn't the kasha. The kasha was, it says, Imachra v'nasna kayim. If she did it, b'di'evet, it's good. And in the brisa, what did he say? I don't know why she can't do it. Meaning, the chachil, she can go do it. Right? You hear the kasha? That was the kasha. In the Mishnah, it's mamash b'di'evet. Imachra, if she sold it, okay, I'll allow it. And what did he say in the brisa? She can go right ahead and tell it. Why not? I don't understand why not. Why can't she? So Amar of Zvid, you're right. Tani, change the Mishnah to say Mocheres v'nosenes kayim. That even going forward, she can do it. Okay? Make sense?
So even after the Suin, she can sell it?
According to Rabbi Gamliel. That was how...
The husband still has no claim.
Correct. Why should that be? Not 100% sure. Now, we'll get to Rav Papa for in a second. So before we get to Rav Papa, so what happened? There's a brisa that seemed to say that Rav Gamliel held lichatchila she could do this, and the Mishnah only seemed to imply b'di'evit she could do it. So what Rav Zvid says to change the Mishnah? Rav Papa Omar, no, lo kasha. It's not a kasha, right? Now, in the brisa. The Brisa had an exchange between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. And who's the one who's saying over the exchange?
Rabbi Yehuda or...
Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya.
In
the Mishnah, it was Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
It's two different people. Not Akasha. What kind of Akasha is that? Lo Kasha. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah, the exchange was in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. And Aliba de Rabbi Gamliel. And ha... And the brisa, it was Chananya ben Akiva who was doing Gamliel. So Chananya ben Akiva, I'm sorry. So there were two Tanoim arguing about what Rabbi Gamliel held. That's not such a crazy thing, right? They're arguing about what Rabbi Gamliel held, right? In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel held that if what
once Nisuin is over,
one no, if she got the land before Nisuin and sold it during Nisuin. It's only Midrabanan. That's only Midiyavid.
Right.
It's only Midiyavid. Right? And according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, She could even do that lechachila. Now, if you say all that, it comes out that Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya holds like Beis Shammai. Right? So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, ki Beis Shammai? Is that true? Can you hold like Beis Shammai? We don't want to say that. It could be he does. We don't really want to say that. Especially since we hold like Rabbi Gamliel. So I think we hold like Rabbi Gamliel. So, Hachi Kamar. No. What he meant to say was, Lo nechlaku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al davar zeh. No, they never said that. They didn't argue in that case. He totally doesn't have that in the Mishnah. They don't argue in that case. And they would both agree. Even Beis Hillel would agree, he could sell it lechachila. Why? Because they're going to do it like that. Okay. Sort of a new...
You said it again, that last sentence you said.
Yeah. So when our Mishnah had a machlokas between Rabbi Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya didn't have that machlokas. He didn't have that machlokas. He didn't learn that it was machlokas.
But isn't it inferred by what he was saying that there is a machlokas in there?
Yeah, but Hillel agrees. In our Mishnah, he doesn't agree. In Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya's Mishnah, he agreed. He agreed. He's changing the Mishnah. He agreed. Bishil agreed. So there's no... Now I can hold Bishil. It's the best thing. So there's nothing to discuss. Okay, so far so good? Exciting daft today, no? Why? It happens to be that this is like one of the first dafts of the Masechta that I needed to look at the art scroll. Because it was like, what is going on here? You know? So it's not... It's a very dry daft. Tomorrow is more interesting. To Rav and Shmuel, Darmi Tarvayu, Rav and Shmuel both said, "Bein shenaflu la nechasim, ad shalom esarsa. Bein shelaflu la nechasim, mishen esarsa." Right? What does that mean? Whether the property fell before they got engaged, right? Whether it fell after they got engaged, v'niseis, and then they get married, habal motzi miyara lekuchos. The Baal is allowed to take it away from the Lekuchas. Who said that? The answer is, nobody said that. Nobody said that. Right? Rav and Shmuel hold...
Did
Abraham
say
she has a right?
What?
Before. Even before.
Bein shenaflu la nechasim ad shlo nezarsa. They weren't even engaged.
They weren't engaged.
Or bein shenaflu la nechasim nezarsa. The point is that she sells it now. That means she sells it after they got married. But she got it before.
She brought it into the marriage.
She brought it into the marriage. She sold it. Habal Motzi. Who said that? That's the Lo Kerb Yehuda for Lo Kerb Chanani ben Akavya. It's like nobody. Right? Why is it like nobody? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's only going to be the Eved.
Right.
And according to Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, it's against the Gula Chachila. Nobody holds it. She can't do it. Nobody holds she can't do it. Who holds she can't do it? In Huda Amri Ki Rabba Seidu. They're holding like Rabba Seinu, the rabbis. Who are they? The Tanya. Rabba Seinu, Chazru, the Nimnu. The Chachamim went back and forth about this issue. And they said like this, Bein shenaflu la ad shel tesaris. Whether she inherited it before she was even engaged. Bein shenaflu la misha tesaris. Or she inherited it after she got engaged. V'niseis, and then they got a full marriage. Habal motzi ma'al lekuchos. The Baal could take it away. Okay? Last case. Then we said, Mishanises, once she got married, Elu ve'elu modim, both the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, she could take it away from the Lekuchos. What case was that? Was that case?
The third case?
Yes, the third case. Right? So if somebody will remember, back a few daf ago, like 20, 30 daf ago, Lema, Tanina l'takanas Usha. There was a takana like that in Usha. In Usha, they made a takana that what? That a woman can't get rid, can't cheat the husband or divert the assets, that the husband can't have the nichsei malug. That implies that in Usha they came up with such an idea. But Tana in the Mishnah, and what does the Mishnah say? Can't do that. So, Lema, let's say, Tanina takanas Usha, that they're already thinking of or preceding the takana of Usha, Tam Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, but Usha iskinu. In Usha they made a rule, Ha'isha shemachor b'nichsei malug. If a woman sells nichsei malug b'chaye baila, and the husband's still alive, umesa, and then she dies, habal motzi miyad lekuchos. The baal could take it away from the lekuchos. Right? So isn't this the same thing over here? So the Gemara answers, well, no. Masnisin, our Mishnah is bichayeha. Our Mishnah is even during her lifetime. And ula peiros. And also for peiros. Only for peiros. In other words, if the husband wants the actual land, he has to wait for her to die. That's like a, what that?
The land?
Yeah.
Maluk belongs there. Not the land.
That's why she. That's why she's alive. Right. What if she dies? He inherits her. Unless
she prepares
for her kids. Exactly. She has kids from previous marriage. Think about it. If a woman doesn't have, if this is for her first marriage, right? It's her first marriage. It's her only marriage. And she happens to be a wealthy girl. So she brought in land. Doesn't that land stay in the family?
Whose family?
Her husband's family.
No.
It doesn't go back to her father 50 years later.
No, but those are her kids.
But I said there's no other kids. It's one man, one family.
Does he have a second wife?
No. I'm saying it stays in the family. Think about it logically. It makes sense. What's Usha coming along? Usha's coming along. The Kanz Usha, listen, she has a previous marriage. He's got a second marriage. We don't want... Why should the land from her father go to his new wife's kids? That's a valid thing. So what does she do? She tries to sell it to someone else. Fine. So the Kanz Usha, they said, if that happens... when she dies, unless it's rearrangements. Here, we're not talking about dying. She hates her husband. So what does she do? She sells it to the neighbor. So what can the husband do? That still doesn't count. I have rights to your maluk property. Only to the payros. And even when you're alive, if you die for this, even when you're alive right now, takanas usha, the gufa shel karka, takanas usha was for the karka itself, and ulachamit, so he has to wait. And she died. Why? Then let's see what happens. Are there other families? Are there the second marriage? What's all this? All that stuff. Okay.
When do we decide what is tzun barzel and tzun miluk?
It's in when the marriage begins. When the marriage begins, it's all decided when the marriage begins. She will designate property. We're going to get to it. She will designate property in the Ksuva. I own the Empire State Building. That's tzun barzel. I own a house in the Hamptons. That's going to be in the same miluk. We're going to everything that she owns will be in the Ksuva.
I know, but there's also problematic.
Why?
It's
in the
middle of the thing,
so I
have to
take
another wife.
Oh, so yeah, I don't know how that works.
Then you get best.
I'm sure.
I think you modify it.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow's staff talks about it. Everything is converted into land.
She didn't decide which character is the and which character is
yeah.
the
yeah.
Land is one thing, and
we're gonna discuss every possible thing. We're gonna discuss. Don't worry.
Stay tuned.
We're not going to leave anything on. No stone will be left unturned. You're not going to have any kashas in the next 20 days. Okay. Next, last case. Reb Shimon cholek bein nechasim. Reb Shimon differentiated in different types of nechasim. Elu hein you doing? Ve'elu hein she ain't you doing? We said if the husband knows about it, then the sale's not valid. If he doesn't know about it, it's valid. So Amar Reb Yosi Reb Chanina. No, you doing is karka. If she can't sell land, she ain't you doing is betalpolin. She can sell the jewelry. Doesn't even know what jewelry she even has. So that she could tell. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu ve'elu yiduin hein. That's all considered yiduin. The Elu hein, she ain't yiduin. What's ain't yiduin? Kal, she yosheves kan. They live here in Woodmere. V'naflu la nechasim in Medina Sayyam. And she owns an apartment in Yerushalayim. Doesn't know about that. That's considered ain't yiduin. That she could tell that she has the right to sell. What's any you doing mean? That the husband doesn't know about that her sale is valid. And the nechasim are sold over there. She owns land in somewhere in someplace else. Okay, now the next Gemara is going to discuss a woman who tries to sell land without her husband's knowledge. All these permutations. That's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is a big, very interesting. All right, and then more in the Mishnah. We'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.